Today's daf is Beitza Daf Dalet. Beitza Daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amibes, a couple of lines off the bottom, Amar Rav Papa. So if you remember, yesterday we just quoted the Brisa that had a lot to say. One of the items that was important for us, the Brisa discussed, was a Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos or Yantif. It is Muksa, and its Suffake is Asur, and it's never Batel, even Be'elef. Those were the three parts of the Brisa. Again, number one, Muksa. Number two, Sveika Asura. Number three, Nisarva Be'elef Kulan Asuros. So our question was, how do we understand these three lines of the Brisa put together? Because, after all, if you say it's an Isser D'Oraisa that we're talking about, then I understand why Sveika Asura, you're going to say something D'Oraisa L'Chumra. But if you say it's an Isser D'Oraisa, then you get into the next question of why this Arva Be'elef, is it going to be Kulan Asuros? We know of the principle of Bittol. So however you explain line 2 is going to affect how we explain line 3. So that was our difficulty yesterday, based on the different approaches that we had to our first Mishnah. Is it an issue of Muksa? Is it an issue of Hachana D'Rabba? Is it an issue of Gezerah? Gezerah Mashkin Shazavu or Gezerah Peiros HaNoshrin. So we try to figure out what each opinion would hold. So we said, if you hold that it is Asur D'Oraisa, so then you understand why there's a Chumra there. But the question is then, how we understand the next line? I'm sorry, so we went to the next line the other way. The Gemara said, if you say, if it's a Suffig Yantif, Suffig Chol, either way, D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, you understand the third line of the Braisa because it is a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. It is something that's going to be mutter, and the rule is Afilu Be'elef L'Batel. That's not Batel, so you understand line 3. But if you switch to say that it is a Suffik D'Oraisa, a Suffik Trefa, so then it should be Batel. So why isn't it Batel? And if you want to say it's a Davar Chashuv, that only works for one of the opinions, for Reish Lakish and not for Rabbi Yochanan. That's where we left off. How do you explain the opinion? If you say that it's a Suffik Trefa, why isn't it Batel? An egg is not something that is always counted out individually, and therefore it should be Batel. That was the question that we ended off with, which we'll get back to, Be'ez Hashem, in 2 minutes. That is five lines from the bottom. But first, to quote the important and well-known machlokas between Rashi and the Ran, how to understand what the principle of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin means. Right? This is a machlokas between Rashi and Beis Daf Gimel, right here, versus the Ran in Nedarim on Daf Nun Beis. So that is those are the two deos in the Rishonim. Rashi here says, why? Why is something that's going to become mutter, isn't it batal? So Rashi has the formulation of, well, you might as well wait. If something's going to be mutter in a week, in a month, in a certain amount of time, so why rely on bittul, on nullification? Yes, bittul is a din d'oraisa, that's true. But that's only if ain brera, if you don't have any other choice. But if you have a choice, so you might as well wait. That's Rashi's lashon. Ho v'yesh lo matirin l'achar zman, lo yachlanu be'isser al yidei bittul. Even though chad betray bittul, even though you hold, we hold the concept of bittul, but still, since it's a heter la'achar zman, we might as well wait and not eat it be'isser. That is Shitas Rashi. If you look in the Ran has a very different approach to the principle of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. Again, the Ran in the Dharma, Daf Nun Beis, Amud Aleph, discussing the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda, who holds min b'mino is not batel. If you remember the Gemaras, we had this in Maseches Yuma. There's a machlokes whether when the bloods are sprinkled on the paroches in the heichal. So first you sprinkle, if you remember, the dam of the par, and then you sprinkle the dam of the sa'ir, and then we mix together the dam of the par and the dam of the sa'ir. Even though the dam of the par is much larger, a bakau is a lot more dam than a sa'ir has. But the pasuk still calls it dam ha'par and dam ha'sa'ir. What do you mean? It's all batel. The dam of the sa'ir is nullified in the dam of the par. So why would the Gemara, the pasuk call the dam ha'par and dam ha'sa'ir? That's Rabbi Yehuda's basis for min b'mino is not batel. If you have two bloods in each other, so then they retain their own identity. The question is, what's the svara for that? So explains the Ram beautifully. Nun Beis Amud Aleph in Maseches Nedarim. The whole idea of Bittul only comes when there is a clash. There's a fight amongst two people, and one has to overpower the other one. One has to redefine the other one. That's where Bittul comes in, where there is a clash. But if there is no clash, if there are two items that can live side by side with each other, B'Sheket U'B'Shalva, right, and live harmoniously together. So there's no bittul there. They each retain their own qualities and live in harmony with each other. That's why bittul would not take place by like items. Like Rabbi Yehuda's min bimino, lo batel. They're both, it's min bimino, however you define min bimino, so therefore no bittul takes place. Says the Ran, that's davar sheyesh lamatir, it is not batel. Because what are we looking for? An isser in a heter is going to be batel. It's usser, it falls into heter, batel. But if the isser is a davar sheyesh lamatirin, then it's close enough to the heter that it's like min bimino. They're similar to each other. They could coexist with each other, and therefore it would not be batel. That's the svara of the Ran in Nedarim. Kivan, the hihechi de Rabbi Yehuda azil achar dimyon haetzem. Azlu rabban and achar dimyon haheter. Lefichach, kol shachalukin beisr veheter, filu min bimino batel. The rabbanon, if you remember, we don't paskin min bimino lo batel. We paskin it is batel, but we do paskin davar sheish lamatir, it is not batel. Why? Because our Rabbanan would say, min bimino? No, that's batel. Why? Because you look at iser v'heter. Doesn't matter, min bimino. How do you classify like and unlike items in halacha? Whether it's mutter or usser. If you have two items, one's mutter, one's usser, that's different minim, even if we would call them physically min bimino. Unlike, davar sheyesh lo matirin. Not to Rabbanan, Mishi Chumra de Rabbi Yehuda. The Kivan Shein Davar Zeh Chalak Menaheter Lagamre, Beisr Veheter, Shari Afuso, Falios Nidr Kamo, Amrinan Shein Obatel, Bimino. So that is the Ran, a very different approach to the issue than Rashi. Big Nafkaminis, number one, in Yonah Dioma, is Chametz on Pesach considered a Davar Sheish Lamatirin? We know chametz is also b'mashu, but categorically, would you call it a davar sheyesh lamatirin? After all, it's going to be mutter in a week, but it's going to be usser in a year from now again. But it's going to be mutter in a week. So which is that? So the Rambam says clearly, hilchos machalos asuros, chametz b'pesach, perek tes vav halacha tes, af al pi shehu meyisurei Torah, eino b'chlalos elu. Chametz b'pesach is not in the normal rules. Lefi she'ena ta'aroves asura la'olam. Shahari la'achara pesach tiye kala ta'aroves mutares. Lefichach oser b'kol shehu. You know why chametz is oser b'mashu, says the Rambam? Because it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. That's the Rambam Shita. It's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. If you look in the Mordechai in Psachim, Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel, he argues, he calls chametz a davar she'en lamatirin. Why? Because it's going to be also next Pesach. V'chein shama misham Rabbeinu Chayim Kohen Tzedek. D'davar hachozer li'isuro me'elav. Kigon chametz. Shechozer l'shana haba'al li'isuro. Lo shayach lomor. Davar sheyesh lamatirin. Machlokas Rambam Mordechai. So again, what's the svara? So one might say, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Yeradeya, according to the Rambam holds like Rashi. You might as well wait. You're going to have a whole year to eat it. Davar sheyesh lamatirin, according to the Rambam, is like Rashi. You might as well wait. According to the Mordechai, maybe it's more of a formal definition issue. Because it's going to be usser again, someone is going to have time to eat it. It's always going to be usser again at some point. So that might be called isser beheter. It's enough usser to be called different than the heter. And therefore, one would not call it a davar sheyesh lamatirin. One nafkamina.
Shouldn't they make chametz during the year also?
Oh, but chametz during the year, they have to be batel. It's mutter. It's davar sheyesh lo isurin. It's davar sheyesh lo isurin. It's a good question, but davar sheyesh lo isurin, we don't have to worry about that. If something is mutter right now, it's mutter. I don't have to be batel it. But the question is, if it's usser right now, how do you categorize it? What about another nafkamina? The Yapshel Shlomo discusses in Chulin. What if by the time it's going to become mutter, it's going to be spoiled? It's a certain item. You're right, it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. But it's going to be spoiled by that time. So according to Rashi, you would not call that a davar sheyesh lamatirin. You might as well wait. What do you mean you might as well wait? You can't wait. It's going to be spoiled. Mashiach, and according to the Mordechai, no, according to the Ran, it still could be called a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Again, many nafkaminas, maybe to mention one more, because it's going to come up from later on our daf as well. And that is the tzlach right here. The tzlach right here, and he uses his own chiddush in his shuvis and other Yehuda as well, in one place. Says the tzlach, would you apply davar sheyesh lamatirin to isurei hana'a? Not just isurei achila. Most of the cases of davar sheyesh lamatirin discussed is isurei achila. Would it apply to isurei hana'a also? Suggests the tzlach. It depends on Rashi and the Ran. According to Rashi, you would not apply davar sheyesh lamatirin lo batel. You know why? Because the davar sheyesh bo hana'a, you want to get hana'a now and tomorrow. What do you mean you might as well wait? I want to use it today. I want to use it tomorrow. I want to use it next week. So you would not say you might as well wait because you want to use it right now. According to the Ran, though, it's the formal definition of what's called heter beheter. So then, even by Isurei Hana'a, one might say that it would apply. Let's keep that last nafkamina in mind because it's going to come up later on today's daf. So again, this is the Machlokas, Rashi, and the Ran, and a number of nafkaminas that come along with it. But now we continue. Says the Gemara. You might say this relates to also whether Svek Sveka, Devashesh Latir is even Asr B'Svek Sveka, right, which is what we discussed at the end of this year yesterday, but not for now. So the Gemara, we are up to Amar of Papa. Remember, we ended off with a question, according to the opinion, that understands the Braisa as Safek Trefa, Sveka Asura. You know why it's Asr? Because it's Asr Daraisa, so why wouldn't it be Batal? And if you want to say eggs are Dvarim Chashuvim, so it still should be Batal. Let's just do the next line, and then we'll have to say one more thing about eggs. Amar of Papa, Hai Tana Delitra Kitsiosu. This opinion in our Braisa that mentions eggs are not batel, it is the Tana of Litra Kitzios. What's Litra Kitzios? The following Braisa. The Tana that talks about a litra, that's a measurement, an amount of dried figs, Kitzios, de Amar, Kaldavar Sheveminyin, Afilu Bidrabanan Lo Batel. The Kal Shekein Bidra Braisa. That opinion holds that anything that is even sometimes counted, right, that is even Aser Durabanan. Why is it Aser Durabanan? So Rashi says what he says all over Shas. Well, we're talking about fruit. Fruit are all Trumas and Maestros Durabanan. Remember, that's Rashi and Tosfos Shita all over. The only items that are Chayiv in Trumas and Maestros Daraisa are Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. That's it. That's what the Pasuk says. Wheat, oil, and wine. That's it. Everything else, apples, oranges, plums, peaches, all of that, if for sure vegetables. Everybody agrees by vegetables, yirakos. But all fruit, the Rashi Dosa says it's durabanan. That's why the following case, which is about dried figs, even though it's shivas aminim, still it's going to be durabanan. The Rambam, as we know, holds that all fruit are daraisa. Trumas daraisa is daraisa. So he would have to explain this to me in Trumas b'zman hazeh. Meaning not because it's fruit, because fruit can be daraisa too. That's what the Rambam would have to say. But either way, the Gemara says that Rav Papa explains this braisa that says it's not batel is like the following opinion. It holds that nothing's ever batel. Any davar shemini, anything that is even sometimes counted, even it's only us and the Rabbanan is not batel. And surely by Isuri daraisa, which is our braisa, right, about suffix trefa. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, or it's connected, it's similar to a Mishnah, it might be a Tanya. Litra Ketzios Shedarsal Pi Ogul. Ve'enu Yodea Be'eza Ogul Darsa. The way they used to dry figs, they dry the figs, and after they were dried figs, they used to squish them together into a, like we would go today to the store to buy a circle of dried figs. And then, after that, they would sometimes make a barrel of dried figs with different layers of these kitzios. The makseya is the tool that squished them into and cut them and made them into these circles. And that's why they're called kitzios, says the Gemara. Again, litra kitzios, that I was dores, I put together, I squashed together. It's in an ugul, ve'enio de beza ugul darsa. I'm not sure, though, which one. I have 50 uguls, 50 circular discs, so to speak, of dried figs, and I don't know which one was truma and which one was chulin. Api chavis, or I put it on top of a barrel. Ve'enio de beza chavis darsa. I'm not sure which barrel. I know it's the top layer of one of the barrels, but I'm not sure which barrel is the top layer of. Api kaveres, ve'enio de beza kaveres darsa. Or I put it on top of a basket, and I'm not sure which one. So I have a suffix. I'm not sure where my truma is. So, Rabbi Meir Omer, there's a machlokas about the machlokas. Rabbi Meir says, this is the machlokas about our case. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rowan Eshoel Yonos, Ki'ilu Hein Prudos, we shall view the upper layer of these barrels, or of this basket, as if it wasn't the upper layer. As if it was separated inside the basket of the barrel, which is a kula. Because I'm trying to figure out whether bittel's going to work now. I know there's truma on one of the top layers. So the question is this top layer, is that considered a mixture with all the other top layers only? Or is it considered a mixture with all the figs in all the barrels? If I say it's viewed in the latter way, so then there's more chance of bittul. So the first day is mekel. Roanis ol yonos ki lehin prudos. I view it as if they are separated. V'hatachtonos malos es ol yonos. And the lower ones in the barrels can be ma'alep and be mevatel the upper layers. Wonderful. That is the first shita. Why am I so mekel? So Rashi again says, first skinny line. To hoel utrumas peros dirabanan, mekilim baha ala asam. It's dirabanan anyway. All trumas and maestras of fruit is dirabanan according to Rashi and Tosfos. So that is why here you can be mekel. That's the first opinion. Rebbe Yoshua Omer, no. You go by the upper layers. Im yesham mea pumin ya'alu. If there are 100, literally mouths, if there are 100 upper layers, so then ya'alu. Why? Because truma is batel bechadu mea. Remember yesterday we had arla and kilaya karem is batel 1 in 200. Everything else is batel in 1 to 60 or even less. But truma is 1 to 100. Vim lav. And if not, if you don't have upper layers 100 to 1, hapumin asurin v'hashulayim mutarim. All the upper layers are asur. You have to assume they might be truma. But the shulayim, what's inside is mutar, because you know the truma isn't there. That's the first two opinions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says he has a different version of the machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he doesn't have anybody who holds the most makel opinion. His makel opinion is like the more machmer opinion of Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Im yesha mea pumin yalu. Rabbi Eliezer, who's the more makel opinion, holds if there are 100 pumin upper layers yalu v'im lav, and if not a pumin asur v'ashulayim mutarin. Meaning the more machmer opinion before turns into the more makel opinion now. And we have an even more machmer opinion. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, afilu yesham shlosh meos pumin lo yalu. Even if there are 300, lo yalu, it is not batel. Why? That's the opinion that we're looking for. That's Rabbi Yeshua. These are chashuv items, these figs. They're like the eggs from before, and they will never be batel. They're called davar chashuv, and they will never be batel. Darsa ba'agul, alumnus-wise, just to note, the Achronim discussed, what does it mean it's never batel? By all these items, davar sheish lamatirin and birya, and davar chashuv, and chaticha ruilis kabed. There are two ways to understand that, and you might be mechalik between the different ways, different items. Does it mean that it's, you know what, why isn't it batel? Is it because it's in the mixture, but laws of bitel are not allowed to work? Is that how we're supposed to understand it? Or go one step further. It doesn't work because it's never looked at as a mixture, as a tarovis. Bittul only works if there's a mixture. If you don't have a mixture, if I have three separate items, it's not a mixture. So maybe that's why bittul doesn't work. So is it? It is a mixture, but bittul doesn't work, or it's not even a mixture. And you might be mechalik between different items. Davar sheish lamatirin and birya, for example, or if Soloveitchik was mechalik between. Vaiter, though, in the braisa. Darsa be'igol, ve'enu yodea be'ezi igol darsa, divrei hakol yalu. One second. The last line of the brisa. If you are, the first line of the brisa we had before. If you put it into the eagle and you don't know which one, then everybody agrees it will be batel. So the Gemara says, divrei hakol hainu pluktaya. One second, didn't we just have a machlokas about that in the next lines of the brisa? So, Amar of Papa, Hachi Kavar. No, this is how you should understand the last line. This last line, darsa be'igol, ve'enu yodea be'ezi makom, eagle, darsa. You have some figs in a disc, but you don't know where. Meaning, it's not a whole disc that's truma. That line should be understood as, it's somewhere in there. Ila tzvona, ila droma. You don't know which side. Divrei hakol yalu. So then, it's for sure about the why. Because even Rabbi Yoshua, who says that it's a davar chashuv, only when it's made into this beautiful dried fig disc, is it a davar chashuv. Every fig by itself is not a davar chashuv. It's not like an egg in that way. We're comparing the litra kitzios, the whole kitzia, to the egg. But Arkan, we have our answer to the brisa, as Rashi says here, Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi Yoshua, right? Or Rabbi Yeshua's Rabbi Yehuda is the one that we are linking to our brisa. That even by Nisa de Rabbanan, it is not batel if it is sometimes looked at individually. Good. So now the Gemara adds on one final answer, the last line of the sugya, in the name of Ravashi. Maybe there's a totally different understanding of our brisa that we can have. Ravashi Amar, go back to what we said. La'olam safek yom tov safek cho. Really, the safek is not about trefa, which we've been going with that understanding for the past 20 lines. Really, like we'd like to say, the first line of the Brisa is Vade about a suffix, right? It's about an egg that was laid on Shabbos and Yontif. So we'd like to say that the continuation is also about that. We'd like to say the Brisa doesn't change topic without telling us. So Rav Ashi says, it is going on that. Sveika Asura. The Shaila is, if it's only Asur Drabanan, according if you remember to answer 3 and 4, Mashkin Shezavu Paris on Oshrin, so why should it be Sveika Asura? So the Rav Ashi says, La'olam safek yontav safek chol havei davar sheyesh lamatirin. V'chol davar sheyesh lamatirin afilo bidderabanon lo batil. Rav Ashi comes up with a chiddush and says, the principle of davar sheyesh lamatirin does not only apply to Isurei da'oraisa, it even applies to Isurei da'rabanan. And therefore this egg, you might as well wait till tomorrow. If you wait till tomorrow, it will be mutter. And therefore, that's why Sveika Asura. And that's why even if it gets picked up with 1,000, maybe Kulan Asuros. Because it is called a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. What's the Chiddush of Rav Ashi? Rashi says. Rashi explains Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi just did a major giant step without mentioning it to us. Where does Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin usually take place? By a Taroves. By a mixture. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin means something is not Batel. What is Rav Ashi doing? He's going one step further. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin also tells us that if you're not sure if it's even Usser at all, you'll say Machmir, you'll say Usser. In other words, Rashi's Lashon, look at Rashi Afilu, V'chi hechi de bibitula machmirinan mehaitaima, b'sveika nami machmirinan mehaitaima. That's the crucial line of Rashi, how to understand Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is taking a giant step in the world of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Just like Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin means it's not Batel, so too, it means it is still Usser. This fits in nicely according to the two understandings that we just said. Does Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, even in a mixture, does that mean it's a mixture but rules of Bittul don't apply? Then it's not so parallel to Rav Ashi. But maybe it means that it's so chashuv, it prevents being in a mixture. You don't define it as in a mixture. So then it's a little closer and allows Rav Ashi to say what he says. This is the Shita of how Rashi understands Rav Ashi. If you look in the Rishash has a simple question on Rashi. It does not like this shot of Rashi that it's based on, you know, just like Bittul, so too it is Usser itself. First of all, in the language of the Rishash, Iker Chaser Min HaSefer. What's the language of the Gemara? The language of the Gemara is, Davish Safik Yadav 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 is not Batil. It's not batel. It doesn't sound like, just like it's not batel, so too it's Asur b'makom safek. It doesn't sound like that was what the Gemara is saying. Iker chasem in a sefer. And also explains the Rishash, according to the Ran, does it make sense? According to the Ran, according to Rashi, fine, you might as well wait. That could be applied. But the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin lo batel, according to the Ran, because it's like min b'mino, eino inyan klal l'sveika. If you have one item and you're not sure if it's Asur or not, the whole svar of the Ran doesn't make sense. Doesn't fit. Only according to Rashi, you might as well wait. But if you say Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, there's another svar of the Ran. So how would the Ran read this Gemara? So, says Rabbi Chanan right here in the Kovet Shiurim, you have to say the Ran agrees to Rashi. Also, the Ran's just giving another svara. Rashi says one svara, I might as well wait, and the Ran's giving another one. But at root, he must agree to Rashi too, or else how do you understand this Gemara? Says the Rishash, though, I have another understanding of Rav Ashi. Asher nirali lefaresh, dahachi ka'amar. No. The point is as follows. Mi demachmerinon bedavar sheish matirin, afilu bidrabanan de lo batil. From the fact that we're machmir, by a davar sheish matirin, even by a isa drabanan, that would get mixed up, muchach de sveika gamken asura. It's not a just like. It's one halacha. It proves the fact that it's not batel proves that we're going to be machmir even makam safik. Why? De imlokain din. If you don't say that, nehi de ena betela mikol makom kol chada v'chada tishtri misveika dilma lo zui shinis arva. One second. By a davar sheyesh lo matirin, we say afilu b'derabanan lo batel. Pick up one item in the mixture. Every one item is a safik that you pick up. If you don't say Sveika Asura, then forget Lo Batel. Okay, it's not Batel if you look at the whole mixture, but pick one up at a time. If you pick each one up at a time, you should ask the question, is this Asur or not? It's not in the mixture anymore. Now it's just Sveika. Sveika Asura, says the Rishash, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin in Eino Batel means Sveika Asura. It's the same halacha. It's not a kihechi just like. Because again, if you only say it's not batel, then everyone that you pick up should be mutter. Because sveika, asura, no, but each one is, it has to be, says the Rishash. Not, maybe that's what Rashi means. Rashi says, kihechi, just like, it sounds like it's two steps. But according to the Rishash, it's one step. The fact that it's not batel, it's a given inside that svara that you have to say sveika asura as well. But either way, it's a very interesting discussion between Rashi and the Rishash and Rabbi Chanan right here, who says that it must be that the Ran holds like Rashi when push comes to shove. Okay, we continue now with a new sugya relating back to our Mishnah. Tanya says the Gemara. Oh, fine. Right. One point I forgot to mention: there's an amazing sheet of the Chassam Sofer that one should just be aware of. The Chassam Sofer relating to eggs. It's quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva in the beginning of Hilchas Beitzim, and then in Yaradeya, where the Chassam Sofer holds that eggs are usher for non-Jews to eat. What? Eggs are usher? How are eggs usher? So the Chassam Sofer says eggs are really Eivor Min HaChai. That's what many Achronim argue on. What do you mean? But the Chassam Sofer sheet is Eivor Min HaChai. It's a limb, so to speak, of a live animal. And the Gemara has a special drasha to teach me that for Jews, eggs are mutter. That drasha doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. So therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, I don't know how it is. Tama al minhag olam. I don't know how Jews sell eggs to non-Jews. It's lifnei iver lo zidin mechshol. That's the shaila of the Chassam Sofer. He doesn't really give an answer. Right? That's his shaila. And the minhag olam is the makel against the Chassam Sofer. But you just be aware of that discussion. It's quoted, look again, in the Pisrei Tshuva in the beginning of Hilchas Beitzim in Yaradeya. Okay, weiter. Tanya, we continue. Acherim omim mishum Rebbe Eliezer. We have the following statement of Rebbe Eliezer relating to the case of our Mishnah, but an egg that's laid on Shabbos or Yontif. Beitza te'achel hi ve'ima. You're allowed to eat the egg and the mother and the chicken. That's the statement that he made. So what are we talking about here? B'maya skinan. What is the issue? What type of chicken are we talking about? Ilema batana goloso medes lachila. Are we talking about a chicken that's going to be eaten? Pshita di'yivim asharia. Of course, everything's mutter. There's no issue of muksa. Of course, everything's mutter, right? Like beishamai shita. Ela batana goloso medes lachila beitzim. We're talking about a chicken that's going to be there for eggs, to produce eggs, like beis hillel, that hivim asur, they both should be asur. So either it's obvious or it's wrong. So what's the case that Rabbi Eliezer is trying to teach me? So, two suggestions. Number one, Amar Reb Zera Te'achel Agav Ima. It doesn't mean it and the mother. It just means it could be eaten Agav, the mother. Since the mother is eaten, so too the egg. What do we mean? Heichidami Amar Abaygon Shalach Chastam. You bought a chicken without any specific da'as in mind. So the question is, could you eat the egg? So, nishchata, if you shech the mother, chuvravra de lachilo medes, that's megala yurdas, that it was a tarnagolas that was there for eating, and therefore the egg is also mutter. Lo nishchata, if you didn't shech the mother, chuvravra de lagadol beitzim o medes, that's a reflection that you want a lagadol beitzim, and therefore it's muksa, and so to the egg is muksa. So that's what it means, te'achel agav ima. It goes by the mother, whatever you do to the mother affects the status of the egg. Answer number one. Answer number two, Rav Mari Amar, Guzmaktani. It doesn't really mean literally. It's an exaggeration. Guzmaktani. Interesting, the Gemara says that here and not in other contexts. But in other contexts, sometimes it's in the context of a story when it might be a guzma. Here, it's a halacha. That's what the Gemara has to say, specifically Guzmaktani. Titania, where else do we have such a formulation that it might be a language of going a little further than the truth? Titania, Acherim Omrim. Because after all, we have another statement of Acherim, Mishum Reb Eliezer. Right? We have a similar statement where he throws in another word. Beitza te'achel hi ve'ima ve'efroach ve'klipaso. You not only could eat the mother and the egg, you can eat the shell. The chicken, the shell. Who's eating the shell? My klipaso. What does that mean? Ilema klipa, mamish, klipa vasachilihi. Nobody eats eggshells. Right, so it can't mean literally the egg shell. Ella, what must it mean? Efroach bikli paso. What it means, you could eat the little chick even before you took the little chick out of the egg and it was already a chick at that time? No, nobody says you could eat that. Arkan lo pligir abanel edra blazer ben Yaakov. We're going to have a machlokes ben Hashem in a couple of days on Davav between the Chacham and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. What's the earliest time you're allowed to eat a chick that comes out of the egg? When is it considered a sheretz and when is it considered a bird? So even the Rabbanon argue Elazar ben Yaakov ela hechad yatzal avir ha'olam. The machlokes is only after it came out of the egg. Aval hechad lo yatzal avir ha'olam. But before it came out of the egg and you took it out and it was a chick, lo pligir, everybody agrees it's still asur to eat. So what does Rabbi Eliezer mean here by saying you can eat that shell? It can't mean literally the shell, because nobody eats the shell. It can't mean the egg out of its shell, because that's asur. So Ella, what must it mean? Efroach v'klipa. So guzma, it must mean you can eat the whole thing, even the kitchen sink. Right? Just a lushan like that. You can eat everything, the mother, the egg, the shell, everything. It's a guzma. So therefore, that's what it means here also. It's a guzma. It just means that you can eat. You're right, you can eat both. But it didn't have to say the extra line of the mother. Okay, Rabosai, we are up to the next sugya in Masechas Beitza. This is the sugya of Kedusha Achas Shtei Kedushos. The Gemara, as we said earlier, this Gemara is extremely organized. First, we're going to talk about Shabbos and Yontif together. Then we're going to talk about Yontif and Yontif together. And then at the end of today's daf, which Beis Hashem will discuss tomorrow, that'll be the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The three possibilities of having two Yemei Kodesh together, how do we look at them conceptually? Itmar, see, here's the first one. And there's a machlokas about each one. Itmar, Shabbos v'Yontif, when you have Shabbos and Yontif next to each other, which, according to one of the deus, is what our Mishnah is about. Right, that was Hachana de Rabba. Shabbos v'Yontif. Rav Amar Nolda Bazeh Asur Bazeh. Rav Yochanan Amar Nolda Bazeh Mutaris Bazeh. Rav says if your egg is laid on day one, it's Asur even on day two. Masha Enkin, Rav Yochanan, whatever is laid on today, Mutaris Bazeh is Mutar the next day. What's this machlokas about? Nema Kasava Rav Kedusha Hachasi. Shall we say that, you know why Rav said this Asur? Because the 2 days together are looked at as one long day of Kedusha. You write one is Shabbos, one is Yontif, and you might see, how could they merge? But in terms of Yom Kodesh, in terms of Isser Malacha, they're good enough to be looked at as one long day. So if an egg is laid on day one, day two is the same day. That's why it's still Asur. It's Yom Arichta. It's Kedusha Achas. And Rav Yochanan would say, no, it's two Kedusha. So is that the Machlokas? For a minute, for Hama Rav, Halacha Karba Zakenim Valiba Dreb Eliezer, Dama Shtei Kedushos saying. No, Rav agrees with Shtei Kedushos, meaning everybody agrees that Shabbos and Yontif are not combinable. It's an amazing Havamina. But here the Gemara says, no, nobody says that. So Elo, there must be a different issue. Under discussion, Hacha Bachana Deraba Kamiflaki. The Machlokas is about Achana Deraba, as we had earlier in Daf Beis, when you have Shabbos and Yontif, which are two different days. Two Kedushos, still, is there a problem preparing from one day to the next? Consider every Seudah on Shabbos and Yontif is special, so the Hachana for that is special. You cannot do it on one day for the other day. So maybe that's the Machlokas. Rav Islei Hachana de Rabba, Rabbi Yochanan Islei Hachana de Rabba. Remember, the Chiddush of the Gemara was that applies even to Hachana Shenasis Memela, that Hashem did. Right? That the egg was prepared the day before. Right? So therefore, that is the problem. So that's the machlokas. Kitanoi, and maybe this is even a machlokas tanoim, whether nolda bazeh asura bazeh. Kitanoi, nolda b'shabes tochal b'yantif, b'yantif tochal b'shabes. The first opinion says, yes, the next day is mutter, like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishur Rabbi Eliezer, no, adayini machlokas. There's a machlokas about it. Shebishami omrim tochal, b'shemer omrim lo tochal. So it is a machlokas regarding this halacha. Period. If you look at Tosfos here discusses, what's the Havamina to say? Right, we said maybe Rav holds Kedusha Achas, that's why it's Asur. Tema asked Tosfos. Even if it's two Kedushos, I'll give you another reason why it should be Asur. Not because of Achana de Rabba. But we have a principle called Migu de Iskatsoi Bein Ashmashos Iskatsoi Lukula Yoma. Right? If something is Muksa, when Shabbos or Yontif starts, it's Muksa the whole Shabbos. We know something can't become unmuksed on Shabbos. Something can become Muksa on Shabbos. But if it was Muksa when Shabbos started, it's Muksa the whole Shabbos. So here, if the egg is Asur, Ben Ashmashos, at the end of day one, should be Asur for all of day two. Right? Migu Diskatsoi. So Tosfos discusses, well, maybe you don't say that. If the only reason it's Muksa is because of the previous day, that's called Muksa Machmas Yom She'avar, maybe you don't apply the principle of Migu Diskatsoi there. Migu Diskatsoi means, if something is Asur because of the coming up day, it's Erev Shabbos. and it's banish mashes, so it's Savi Shabbos, Savi Chol, and something is muksa now, so it's going to remain muksa for the future. But if something is only muksa because it was muksa the previous day, so maybe you don't say that. Migu machmas yom, muksa machmas yom sha'avar. Didavka lahaba amrinan hachi. That's what Tosfos suggests to answer his question. Then ask Tosfos, 1 minute. We didn't say that in Maseches Sukkah. Right, Vitema says Tosfos, what about the Sukkah decorations we spoke about? What about the Esro case we spoke about? We said even if it was Aser for the previous day, right, you might sit in your Sukkah at this moment on Oshana, the end of Oshana Rabbah, so the Sukkah is going to be Aser even Shmini Atzeres. So you see, it's Aser even Muksamach Yom Sha'avar. Tosfos has a very important answer. V'yesh Lomar, fifth to last line of Tosfos, Muksa Machmas Mitzvah Shiny. Muksa Machmas Mitzvah is a very chomor type of muksa. And therefore, even Machmas Yom Sha'avar is going to create Migu Diskatsoi Ben Ashmashos. What's important about this Tosfos? As we spoke about 2 days ago on Daf Beis, there are different types of muksas and not all of them are equal. Two muksas are not created equal. There are 10 different types of muksas, right? But each of them, some are more chomer than others. Muksa machmas chesron kis, muksa machmas mitzvah, those are all chomer type of muksas. What we call klisha malach de la iser, which might not even be muksa, is a more meka world. That was Tosfos says yesterday. Remember the Vilna Gaon's limit on maybe only there, if it's in your hand, you can take it wherever you want. Klisha malach de la iser. But this is a crucial line in Tosfos. Maybe muksa machmas mitzvah is more chomer. Okay, there's a lot more here in the Rishonim, look in the Rashba and the Ran, but we will leave it at that. Says the Gemara, Ush Pizich Ush Pizchana, right by the eighth wide line. Ush Pizchana the Ravada Barava Havi Lihana Beitzim Miyantiv Lashabis, the host of Ravada Barava, where he used to stay. He had eggs that were laid on Yantif the day before Shabbos. Also, he came in front of him, Amarle Mailat Vinu Haidna Vinichlinu Lamachar. Can I roast them today? Right, today's Yantif, so I could roast today. Tomorrow's Shabbos. Can I roast them today? And tomorrow I'll be able to eat them? Because I can't roast them tomorrow. So Amarle says, my daitich, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, look, Rabbi Yochanan, why are you asking that question? Because you think like Rabbi Yochanan, that no de bazeh muteres bazeh? I feel Rabbi Yochanan, look, ashari el goma lamachar. Even Rabbi Yochanan only allows you to eat it tomorrow, and you can swallow it tomorrow. Avol b'yomei lo, today is muksa. Everybody agrees it's muksa today. You can't roast it today, about Tanya. After all, it says in the Brisa, as we had on yesterday's daf. Achad beis hashanol de b'shavas, achad beis hashanol de b'yantif, ein metalt l'nosa lo l'chasas v'asakli, v'lo l'isra v'akari amita. You can't. So what? Muteris tomorrow, so figure out how to eat it tomorrow. Swallow it whole. But you can't roast it today, it's muksa. Similar story. Ush pizchanei d'rav papa, v'yamri le'ahu gavra, to'os l'kami d'rav papa. Somebody came to Rapapa. Havi lehanach beitzim mishabbos liyantif. Also, he had eggs that were laid on Shabbos before Yantif. The opposite case. Right? Not Yantif Shabbos, Shabbos to Yantif. Also, lekami amalei, ma'ale mechlinu lamachar. Am I allowed to eat these eggs tomorrow? Amalei, zilo idna v'telamachar. Come back tomorrow. I can't answer you today. Why? The ravlo muki amori ale miyom mitava lachavre mishim shechris. He wouldn't paskin after he already had lunch, the Seudas Shabbos, because he had some wine there. Right, Yain v'shechar al teisht, said in Shmini a couple of weeks ago. Sorry, you gotta come back tomorrow. Ki asa l'machar, when he came back the next day, Amar Lei says to him, Rapapa says, Eichu hashta ishtali. If I would have answered you right away yesterday, I would have gotten it wrong. The Amri l'cha rav Rabbi Yochanan, look Rabbi Yochanan, I would have gone with the normal, regular rules of psak, that we always pass on like Rabbi Yochanan over rav. But, Ha'amarava, but now that I'm a little more sober, he wasn't totally drunk, but he just didn't have a full das. But now that I'm totally focused, I remember that this is an exception to the rule. Ha'amarava, hilchaz akavasi the Rav, bahani tzlas. We pass in like Rav in these three machlokos. Shabbos, Yontif, 2 days of Yontif, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Bahani tzlas, bein lakula, bein lachumra. Lakula or lachumra. In this context, so far we only had one. Shabbos, Yontif, Rav is machmir. Nolda bazeh, asura bazeh. So we pass in like Rav, and that's why I'm glad that I waited till today to give you the psak. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we mentioned in the Parsha Shir from Rabbi Ganak in his Sefer, the Berachas Yitzchak, that Yain v'Sheichar, that pasuk of not paskening when one is drunk, Yain v'Sheichar al teisht, really we learned two halachas from that pasuk. Number one, we learned the halacha of you can't go into the base of Mikdash when one is shasu Yain and do the avoda. And number two, you can't pasken. Ask Rabbi Ganak, what's the connection between those two? How can you learn two different halachas from the same pasuk? Not going into the Kodesh and not paskening. Explain Rabbi Ganak, because when we paskin and we learn Torah, we're going into the Kodesh. We're going into the Heichal. We're going in. We each have to have that attitude. The Isser Lahoras Kishusasu Gamkein Avi Isser Knisa. The Kishesed Echad Asup Bahora'a. Hare Nichnasu Penima. Lifnai Vilifnim. Bahavanas Atora Hayikara Mipninim. Kikoen Godosh Nichnas Lifnai Vilifnim. Right? And that's the Gemara that after the base of Migdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has Dalet Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad. Right? That's the place. That's the Kodesh. Okay. Vaiter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Eitzim, fourth line. Eitzim shenashem nadaka b'Shabbos, wood that fell off a tree on Shabbos. Asur lasigan b'yantif. If it fell off a tree on Shabbos, you can't even use it the next day on yantif. Why? It was muksa when Shabbos started, when yantif started, right? When Shabbos started, it was part of the tree. So on Shabbos for sure, you can't use it for anything. What about yantif the next day? You want to make a fire? You can't use it on yantif either. V'yal tishiveni beitza, and don't tell me, well, beitza might be mutter according to some. Right, this is Rabbi Yochanan talking. Rabbi Yochanan said, "No, the bazeh muteris bazeh." Rabbi Yochanan says, but it's not the same thing as a piece of wood. My taima, beitza. Why is beitza mutter? Mishum de biyomanami chazi lagoma. Because really, you should be able to eat the egg even the day it came out. Veloka shari le'avamachar. And by the fact that we make you not touch it until the next day, made the yadia de bas yom asrua. Everybody will realize, oh, I guess it's usher today. And they're not going to be confused with Shabbos, Yontif. They'll realize the egg is edible today. The fact that we made you wait, there's not going to be confusion because everybody will realize that you had to wait. And the Chachamim made me wait. Eitzim delo chazi liyomayu. But wood, if wood falls down on Shabbos, you know why you might think that you can't move it? Not because of muksa, but because you can't make fire on Shabbos. But let's say it would be Yontif that it fell down on. Maybe it'll be mutter. Ishari luhulamachar, if you allow them to use the wood the next day, asalameymar biomayonamu shari. People might come to say, even on the day of, it's mutter to use. V'yasmo mishem shabbosu, tolochazil asaka. And you only couldn't use it because it fell down on Shabbos. But let's say it fell down on Yantif. You would be able to use it, so that is why Rabbi Yochanan is mechalek between the egg case and the wood case. Period. Amar Rav Masna. Next Shas topic for Maseches Beitza. We should be keeping track of how many we have here. I know we call Ksubas Shas Katan. Beitza is also pretty like a Shas Katan. Got so much here. Amar of Masna. Eitzim Shanashu Menadeka Olotokatan Rabbi Yantif. Wood. What happens if the wood fell off on Yantif, but it fell right into your oven? It fell. There was a tree. They had outdoor ovens. So it fell right from the tree into the oven. So that wood is muksa. The question is, it fell right in. Says Reb Masna, Marba Aleim Eitzim Muchanim Umasikan. Just throw in more wood, and you could heat. Even though there's some muksa wood in there, it's okay. You're allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Hakam Hapich Misura. But when you stoke the coals and the wood, you're going to be moving muksa. Mahapich Misura. So how are you allowed to do that? It's muksa, the wood that fell in. Right? It's muksa. Mahapich Misura. Interesting Ha'ara, just on that question. So there's no issue of just letting it burn by itself. The only issue is Mahapech Misura. Says the Rashba. You know what you see from this line? It's the Rashba. The Rashba is in Shabbos Chavtes. There's no Isser Hana from Muksa. And we know that, but he just formulates it. There's no Isser Hana. There's only an Isser of moving Muksa, like we said yesterday. There's no Isser to touch Muksa. The fact that the Gemara says, what do you mean you're moving it? Why did the Gemara say, you're getting benefit from it? No, there's no Isser. You can let it heat for you. You could put a chalent on top of it. But you just can't move it. So you see from this question of the Gemara that muksa is only usher to move, not usher to get benefit from. It's a key implicit given of that line. So the Gemara says, "Valkam habit misura, you're moving the wood." Answer: Kivan deruba deheteran inhu. Since most of the wood in there is mutter, kika mahapik vaterika mahapik. It's basically batel. It's rove. It's batel barov. Since most of the wood in there is mutter. So therefore, you could assume that you're not moving the muksa. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. You're allowed to add wood. Isn't there a principle called Ein Mevatlin Isalachadchila? If bittel happens memela, then fine, you can rely on it. But you can't be Mevatlin Isalachadchila. Vitznan, and we learned in the Mishnah in Trumos. Ein Mevatlin Isalachadchila. You can't be Mevatlin things Lachadchila. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili Bid Da'oraisa, by Isurei Da'oraisa, you can't be Mevatel Lachadchila. Aval bidrabanan mivatlin. By drabanan, he's right, drabanan, he can mivatil even lechadchila. A big chiddush, this quote in Shulchan Aruch, as we will see in Yaradeya. The iser, a bit lechadchila, is only by Yisurei daraisa, not by drabanan. Let's just do two more lines. Ula Rav Ashi da Amar, but 1 second. Remember Rav Ashi said on the beginning of today's Amud, called da Amar, called Rav Ashi Yish Levatirin, and feel the bidrabanan lobatil. Rav Ashi says that Rav Ashi Yish Levatirin is never batil, and it's even batel. Besuffic. Is that, it's even usser, besuffic. Michael Amemar. So you see, he was very machmir by Durabanans. So wouldn't he be machmir here too, the Gemara assumes? The Gemara says, Hani mili hecha di isa li isur beine. That's only if the item is there, and it's mixed up, or you're not sure if it's usser. That's where Rav Ashi would be machmir, even by isurei Durabanans. Here there's another tzava hakel. Why? Hacha mikla kali isura. Here, the isur is being burned up. It's totally getting destroyed as it's being used. It's being consumed. So that's why it's another tzav lahakel in this context. This is all part one of our three-part series of Shabbos and Yontif together. Right? We're going to start tomorrow with Itmar Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galus. But even before that, just to mention one or two points related to Ein Amad Linus Lechadchila. We had a Daf Pi'i and Shir about this a couple of years ago. Keep in mind that according to Rov Rishonim, this Isser is an Isser Durabanan. Bittul works on a daraisa level. On a drabbanon, the drabbanon say, we're going to fine you if you do this because you're not allowed to make bittul happen. There is one exception to the rule, and that's the Ravid. The Ravid and the Isser Mashahu, separate kuntris that the Ravid has, holds that is an Isser deoraisa. That is the shita of the Ravid. There is one context where everybody agrees that it's asa daraisa, and that is, not everybody, but more, and that is by bittul of truma. The Avnei Miluim writes that bittul truma, based on a pasuk of Mishmeres, you're not going to be mevatel truma lechadchila. That's an isa daraisa. Everything else is darabana, but truma is daraisa. What's a svara for this? Ein mevatel isa lechadchila? So the answer given, Rav Yosef Engel writes that bittul is something that the halacha allows you to use, but you're not allowed to cause bittul. You're allowed to put a little milk into your chicken soup, less than 1/60. You want to give it a little texture. Of course you can't do that. And he says even al-pi kabbalah. He writes this in Beis HaOtzer, page 175. He says al-pi kabbalah, what does bittul mean? Everything in life, he quotes, has the tzotzos ha-kedusha, has sparks of kedusha. And whenever, even dvarim that are not kosher, and if Hashem wants to raise up those nitzotzos hakedusha, Hashem will orchestrate events that there will be some dvar iser that will be nisbatel beheter, and then we will be able to use those nitzotzos hakedusha in the dvar iser. But it's only when Hashem decides that. I can't decide to take tameh unkosher items and try to be ma'aleh purposely the nitzotzos hakedusha. No, it's not meant to happen yet. And therefore, says Rav Yosef Engel, Ilo ayamotu levatel, v'haya hakol mevatlin o isurim stam, imkein, hari ha'osin v'emes neged inyuna isur, sharayadayin ein zman tikuno v'hechshero. Hashem hasn't deemed it appropriate yet. Number one, on a Kabbalistic level. Then he says, just on a halachic level, you'll throw all isurim out the window. If you're allowed to be mevatel all isurim, you can eat anything you want. You want to eat this treif hot dog. No, you really, really want it. So it looks exactly like kosher hot dogs. I'm just going to throw it into the pot. I'm not going to know which is which. If I know which one is which, then there's no bittul. I'll eat all the hot dogs. So the only serum will be thrown out the window. So he says both halachically and kabbalistically, ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. Again, a big topic, but we had a shiur about it a couple of years ago, Dafi'in shiur, which would be in the archives here on the OU website. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But we'll continue tomorrow with Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galus, the minute of the Yontif Sheni, that's tomorrow, that's later on today's daf, and we have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Ezel Shem coming up. Okay, we'll stop here.